Our pick for a vintage cafe today is from 2010 when Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs played live on stage at World Cafe Live. Before the performance of songs from his then-new album, God Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise, I sat down with a visibly more relaxed Ray LaMontagne than the other three times the Shy Man had visited. I started out asking Ray about the recording of this new album, which actually to me sounded live in the studio.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We recorded really just live tracks, you know. Mm-hmm. Which was the whole inspiration for the record in the first place, is touring with these guys the last couple of years, just night after night. I just found myself thinking, this is really amazing, and I got to make a record with these guys. You know, we have to capture this. And so that's really how it happened. I mean, I decided I would produce it myself, and I just bought a new place in Western Massachusetts, and it's got a great room for making music in. And
is it the barn or just a room in the house?
Yeah, it was a barn, but the barn was actually turned into part of the living space in the 1900s.
Oh, wow. And
so it's just one massive room. It's like 28 by 55 with 26-foot ceilings and just 14-foot windows all down the front of the, you know, facing east so that you can see the sunrise over the field and the mountains and everything. And it's so special. And so, yeah, we just rolled in a studio. Ryan Freeland, engineer from L.A., brought his gear in, and we just rolled in and just started playing and didn't stop.
Hmm. Well, now, I read that's not the only thing new you did, and the other new thing was kind of forcing yourself to write in a more compact period of time.
Yeah, it was. I had laid out a schedule for everybody, you know, for getting, you know, every step of the way had its schedule, and I really wanted to stick to that, you know.
So if you didn't, nobody else would.
Exactly, you know, I wanted to have all my ducks in a row before everybody got there. You know, it was on my back to make it, you know, hopefully to make it run smoothly. So, I was much more disciplined, and I just, I just sort of got into the mindset of a working songwriter, as if I were punching in, you know, going into the office to write. And I didn't let myself leave, you know, until I had accomplished at least something, whether it was...
What do you mean? You would have like a melody thing, or you'd have a... What would you want to accomplish? A whole song?
No, not an entire song. Anything. No. Anything was good. You know, I would take anything.
It's something.
It's hard, you know. But I had like 25 ideas, really. Little bits and pieces of melodies and little bits and pieces of lyrics. And so I would go in about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I would just start running through each and every one of them. And the first one that jumped out at me, I would dig into it until it ran dry. And then I would start over and go through all the melodies again until something else jumped out at me. And then I would dig into that until that ran dry. And I just kept doing it. And I did that for about 8 weeks. And sometimes I would, you know, I'd get in the room at 7:30, 8 in the morning. I wouldn't leave till 11 or 12 at night. And I would just make myself stay in the room. And I've never done that before. But it was really good for me. To do that, you know.
Kids, discipline is good.
Discipline is good, yes.
Yeah. Do you write on guitar? Do you just...
Completely
that way. The other change, of course, is, you know, with doing it this way, Ethan Johns, as a producer, became not so important to the process because of the way you did it. Were the things along the way, because you made the three albums... You know, working with him, were there things along the way that you learned that made it easier for you to be in the studio and kind of technical things or?
There were. I don't know how far I want to go into that because it's hard to talk about sometimes because I feel like everything I say is becomes some kind of negative thing about Ethan and the process that he likes to use.
But, right. But you did a different,
very different. Yeah. You know, I really just wanted to get momentum immediately and keep it. I don't like lulls, you know, and I found in working with Ethan in the past that's every day is like that. It's a series of lulls, you know, where you get a core track and then
you sit around.
Yeah, you sit around, and I just wanted to do it differently, and so I set out to do that.
Well, these guys in the Pariah Dogs. you know, who we should name because rhythm section, Jay Bella Rose and his wife Jennifer Condos.
Yeah, amazing.
I don't know where they get their communication, but they just are great together. And Jennifer is just her tone.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
And it kind of starts there. I mean, I would think as a band, and then the two guitar everything else players, Greg Leese, we've known for years, and Eric Haywood, as well.
Yeah, Eric plays most of the pedal steel on the record, but Greg does jump in on pedal steel on a song or two. I think
first song that everybody heard was Big Steal or Borrow, and you just have such a knack of taking really simple ideas and putting them across in really extraordinary ways. It's a great song.
Oh, thank you.
Was that you know, it's not, I can't imagine a record company saying, there's your hit single, you know.
No,
but it's worked out that way.
It worked out that way, but no, well, first I'll just talk about the song, and then I'll talk about singles. But, you know, writing songs, it's always such a, there's this fine line you have to walk where you don't want things to be too specific, you know, you don't want things to be too personal. It has to be something that people can take into their own life. And that's my whole goal as a songwriter, is to write songs that people can take into their lives and make it become their song, you know. So it's not like a confessional record. Some songs have more of that than others, you know. Mm-hmm. But songs like this, Love Is Over and Are We Really Through, those don't really have anything to do with me, but they're just, I'm trying to write a compelling song that somebody can take into their life, you know.
Well, you talked about writing music that will outlive you.
Well, I'm hoping.
That's what any artist I would think would want to do.
Yeah, I just want to craft some songs that that people will take and make their own, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as singles go, no, the record company, you know, they had no idea what to do with it. I gave it to them, and A&R was very negative about the record. You know, we're not happy with the record at all. In fact, they asked me to go back in the studio and give them a single. But I think we asked them what a single was, and then they couldn't really tell us what a single was. And so I asked them to just, you know, just get behind the record as much as we are. We love it. Just pick something, because people who love my music or like my music or are just being turned on to the music, whatever, they're going to gravitate towards it or they won't. But let's just pick a song and just go for it, you know.
Yeah. It's interesting. We love it, you say, because this is a unit, the Pariah Dogs.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
And these guys are really in demand, so they must really feel good about this, to be giving. They're giving a lot of their time to this project. I mean, you guys, when you go out, you tour for a fairly long period of time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all feel great about this, and we have an amazing group of people around us. That the whole crew, everybody involved in the tour. It's just a big family, and I've never had that feeling in my life before.
You know, well, that's great.
Where I have all these, it's just like this big extended family, the family I didn't have growing up. You know, it's wonderful, and everybody feels that way to a man. You know, everybody loves getting together on the road and going out and doing it, because we've become such close friends. You know, through the years of touring and things.
So that must make every night feel good.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, tell you what, let's go to the stage, and we'll just go to the stage and start with Big Steal or Borrow. This is Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs, Let Loose. Hey, Ray, thanks a lot for this album.
Sure, thank you.
Oh, afternoon in school. Well, they used to be so cool. Now they just bore you. Well, look at them now, already pulling the plow. So quick to take the grain, like some old moon. Down man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal your borrow. You beg, you steal. Steal your the skies turn gold, and like the sky, my soul is also turning, turning from the past at last, and all I've left behind. Now could it be that I am finally learning, learning I'm deserving of love and a peaceful heart. Won't tear myself apart no more for trying. Living that you're doing if it feels like dying. It's only crying, growing old before your time. It's only crying, growing old before your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
A performance of Repo Man, one of the highlights from the Ray LaMontagne album God Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise. That's live on stage at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia with the Pariah Dogs. Our Vintage Cafe was recorded in 2010. We'll be back in a moment on the World Cafe.